are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ClevelandBrowns.com. It's your most trusted source for Browns news, plus the latest photos and videos straight from the force and the source. May the force be with you. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com for everything Browns. It's the second reference I think I've had to Star Wars in the show. That's ClevelandBrowns.com. All right. We are very happy to be joined right now by the three-time Super Bowl champ, because this is his opportunity each week with us to cover, or almost each week, however it works out, three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ, Jerod Cherry. Hello, Jerod.
What's up, Notorious?
Good to have you with us, my man. We got Jim Donovan sitting in for the dog here.
Yeah. Notorious Junior.
What's up, Jim?
Little Notorious.
You always aspire.
Little Notorious. All right.
Now you've made
work
it.
With that.
Hey, let's go through some topics. And topic number one, your biggest area that you want to look for, take something away from these final 3 days of off-season workouts, the mandatory minicamp that begins tomorrow here in Berea.
I really want to see the progress of the offense, because, Vic, at this time of the year, the defense has definitely more of an advantage because you're flat-out reacting, not thinking, because the offense has not put enough into the offensive scheme of things to make you really think about anything of high magnitude. So really wanted to see how the offense is performing. Can they keep the defense on their toes? And if you see some progress, obviously, from your QBs, and they're starting to build rapport, especially with this receiving corps. So that's what you start to look for, because ultimately you have to have chemistry and guys have to buy into each other and stall and fall in the lead of those two quarterbacks.
Jerod, have they, from what you've seen so far, which is – little, really, but do you think the secondary is much better than it was last year?
For sure on paper.
Yeah, on paper, yeah.
For sure on paper, I would say that, because you got a couple young guns coming in with Gilbert and Desir, and you're happy about that and see if they can make that jump. Normally, you don't get that much participation from rookies early on, but if they can be an integral part of this secondary, as well as Buster Skrin holding up his end of the bargain and playing better and continue to improve, obviously, Joe Hayden brings to the table. Then you got Whitner. Then I like Gibson, too. I think a lot of people are sleeping on him.
Yeah,
I thought the young man
I thought he really played
well last year. Yeah. Granted, we understand the one play that he gets faulted for missing the deep ball, but it happens.
Right.
So I understand that. But, no, I'm very encouraged about the secondary. I think it's going to be a strength
more so
than anything else but that. Probably the strongest part of this unit right now.
And, you know, Mike Pettine really is high on Trufant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, to be able to go inside and play, yeah.
All right, topic number two. With Jerod Cherry, as I recall, you weren't loving the fact that Johnny Manziel hung out in Las Vegas that particular weekend a while back. It seems like a while back. It was what?
A couple of swans ago.
So speaking of that, and speaking of swans, how are you feeling about the whole inflatable swan issue now?
He was in a private moment, and it's unfortunate that because of who he is, those type of things get out. Because he could have been in his own backyard doing that. Who's going to have a problem issue with it? If I want a swan and I want to have a bottle of champagne in my backyard, I should have the liberty to do that.
Can you believe we're talking about this?
No,
I can't. We have so many other problems. Third down. Third and 20. And we're talking about a
blow up swan.
Yeah. Blow up swan and champagne.
And a bottle of champagne.
I never really thought my career would take me to this.
You're there.
All
you
this
have
serious interviews and such, and talking to football people.
You know what? You'll be on Entertainment Tonight. You'll be hosting that soon.
That is classic.
Jerod right goes back to all those intricate meetings and breaking down the intricacies of defense. And let's talk about the inflatable swan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, here's the deal. About time training camp rolls around when he has this free month.
Uh-huh.
I hope it's out of his system, because he won't be even in a place to be able to do that. And you don't want Monday and Tuesday nights to become his Saturday, Sunday theatrics of what he's been doing. So he's going to have to, in my opinion, temper it down, because it's a marathon.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to wear your body out. And, yeah, you may party hard and you may say, this is part of my experience. But I don't care who you are. Even if you're Superman, if you wear and tear your body with alcohol and staying up late, it's eventually going to catch up to you. And I'm all about guys having a good time and having fun, but you got to put it in moderation. That's my only concern.
And again, and the only thing, and you're obviously dead on with everything you're saying. The only thing I would say is I'm always going to withhold judgment off of a photo versus what we see on the field, right? Because in this context, you can leap to the assumption that the photo's telling you a story that looks maybe like he would be something other than what you're saying you need to be, all dialed in and not and are you taking care of yourself? I mean, but that's a big, I think it's a big presumption from a photo or from photos, even a video clip. I don't know that we can really go there. If you're, what we're going to look for, I say we, what folks who will be predisposed to criticize this guy are going to look to when they don't see it on the field. That's when, you told you so. We saw all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right. Here's the evidence.
Right. Exactly. Really? And you don't want to make that mistake.
Watching film, get off the swan.
Yeah, totally. And I agree wholeheartedly what you just said, Vic, because that could have been 1 minute. He could have had the whole bottle, or he could have had just one drink, and he happened to be playing on the swan. It could have been a family event and family affair.
It really could have been. Who's to say you can't watch tape on the
Vic,
back of
please,
the swan?
Bring this show back. Will you bring this
right,
show
last
back?
Last thing. Let me try. I'll try.
Oh, this
is going to be borderline, too. It's hard to do now. But Gerard Cherry joining us for the three topics with the three-time Super Bowl champ. All right, so Mike Pettine, you heard this story where – He reportedly has turned down or told reporters that he turned down HBO to appear for the Browns to appear on Hard Knocks, and this was before the drafting of Manziel or anyone else. Your thought on whether or not this was a good idea or a bad idea?
Great idea. And the reason why I say it's a great idea is that you don't need the distractions. And there's a balance that you have to run. But this stage of the game, with this being Mike's first year, I don't think the balance even comes into play. And what that balance is I'm talking about, guys, is, yeah, it's an aspect of football that's purely entertainment. That's how you get people to watch it. But also real, meaningful football has to be taking place, not worrying about who's on a swan and drinking Ace of Spade. With that being said, here's the thing. A lot of times, I've seen this before in my career, the teams I've been on with other players, and I've seen it with the Browns recently. When you get attention, when you get accolades being thrown your way and you haven't done anything, some may rest on those laurels. And with all the hoopla and hype coming along with Johnny Manziel, it could be a situation where the Browns players think they've arrived and they literally have not played a down on meaningful football yet. So for one reason, that's why I'm against Hard Knocks, because it creates this mentality and persona amongst the team that, hey, we really are about something when we really have not done anything. And furthermore, do not give me the opportunity to watch Hard Knocks. And believe me, I can watch any episode of Hard Knocks. I'm going to learn how somebody runs their routes. I'm going to learn some different things and different tendencies on certain guys, because I can watch that film and gain that. We're at a stage where we're in a very competitive AFC North division. We cannot afford to give any of our secrets away.
There you go.
Interesting.
Has any team had a good year after they've been on Hard Knocks?
The Dolphins did decent. I mean, they were.
Yeah.
They were
Cincinnati, would you say Cincinnati?
Well, I think they made the playoffs, didn't they?
They made the playoffs.
And they expected more, though.
And I think they got the most boost.
Kansas City
from it.
Was bad. Yeah. Dallas, when they did it, was bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, Cincinnati, and Mike Brown will say this, he thought that he was all for it because he said this gave them this national stage that they wouldn't otherwise have. And I think there were a lot of people who felt what they were putting, once they got to hear the players speak, the coaches speak, that there was a newfound respect for what the Bengals had going.
Yeah,
so I don't
funny,
know.
Because I take it, I watched it.
I'll tell you what
I
learned from it, that Mike Zimmer should be a head coach.
Yeah.
And from that one, and he was.
Lo and behold, there he is.
Good stuff, Gerard.
Good stuff, Gerard.
Thank you, guys. All right, Lil Dog and Notorious, nice talking to you.
Here we go. All right, we got time this afternoon to get on our inflatable swans. We got more of the show left for you, hopefully. Dial us up if you want to at 216-578-0850. Otherwise, we got some tweets we can go over. Wrapping this thing up on a football Monday, Jim Donovan, Vic Carucci, ESPN 850, WKNR.